Chapter 7. Edie had gone to her room to get away from Jake for a while. She must have fallen asleep. She was jolted out of a dream about fires and explosions by the sound of the crash, followed by yelling, most of which seemed to be her father. She shook the dream images from her muddled brain and left her room just in time to run into her mother, who was emerging from her office, a pencil behind each ear and her computer glasses still resting on the end of her nose. "Where's Destiny? Has something happened to Destiny? Somebody call 911," she yelled. By the time they reached the scene of the accident, it was clear that Destiny wasn't involved. Randolph, red-faced and fairly dancing with rage, was shaking his fist at a tall, thin, pale, pimply-faced young man with a ponytail, shouting about incompetent drivers and refugees from a demolition derby. The young man, his hands up as if to ward off a blow, was protesting in a high, reedy voice that he wasn't the one who'd been driving like a madman. His words were all but drowned out in a fresh deluge of verbal abuse. He kept glancing down at the thoroughly crumpled front end of an ancient and rustic Civic, as if it were the battered body of a beloved family member. He looked, Edie thought, on the brink of tears.
"Daddy's car won! Daddy's car won!" Destiny said.
It wasn't clear to Edie that either car could be said to have won, but there was no question that the smashed bumper of the Miata, even caught as it was in the tangle of wreckage, was far less devastating to the car's future than the condition of the Civic's front end. That reminded her of an aluminum can that had been smashed for recycling. Steam was rising from beneath the mangled hood, and greenish-yellow fluid was making a puddle on the gravel. It seemed impossible that one car could be so much more damaged than the other. Zedediah, Archie, and Lucille were converging on the bend in the driveway from different directions, all asking questions at once. The window of Hal's room was thrown open, and his voice joined the general confusion.